Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Brittany, play me my Tuesday song, would you?
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday.
So good. Hey, you guys, it's Tuesday. And
hey.
It's, man, yesterday was actually kind of hot.
Yeah, it was.
It's like pretty hard to believe there's going to be a big weather change this weekend, but, you know, that's how the weather works. It changes. Possible rain? I'm not seeing it on my apps, but, you know,
I don't think so, man. I saw it on the in the paper a couple times early, that what was it yesterday, but doesn't look like it.
I know.
I mean, I hope that's the case. Yeah. It'll be welcome.
We got to clean our gutters out, make sure we're all set for rain.
I did a bunch of the winter. I did the full garage clean on Sunday to be ready for winter, because it looks like
nice
we're going
to
use the garage more than ever this winter.
Right.
You know, really? Like keep the cars out of it, and just when the kids are going crazy or need to ride their scooter
in
the house, get in the garage.
Right. Yeah, the garage is kind of a nice indoor-outdoor space, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Protected from the elements, and yet your dirty, filthy toys can be out there.
I've always parked the cars in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a garage is for, but now all of a sudden I'm thinking, why put cars in that space? We need it.
We have a driveway. We'll park them there.
Right.
The heck with it. All right. It's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. You got a chance to win your very own The Nest home speaker to stream all your favorite music, and specifically Alice, keep us on all day.
All day.
Listen, all day long. Never turn it off.
All day.
Listen to Alice now through November 13th and beyond. For a chance to win. Winning is easy. Each weekday at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll give you a code word. Text that word to 20357. You got a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. Check it out. It's amazing. So over the weekend, a couple of big birthday parties in our world.
You know,
Cameron turned 3 and Isla turned 7. And, there were varying degrees of extravagance involved in their parties.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday night, Kendall Jenner decided, the hell with all this stuff, and threw about 100-person rooftop Halloween / birthday party for herself. Her birthday's actually today. Mm-hmm. She is 25.
This is the youngest one.
No, Kendall's the second youngest. Kylie's the youngest.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Kendall's the model chick.
Mm-hmm.
The one who yesterday was dressed up as barbed wire and did you see that ass shot on that motorcycle?
I thought Kylie was the one dressed as barbed wire.
No, Kendall. That was Kendall.
I can't.
I know. It's hard. They're sisters, so they all, look like each other, except for Chloe.
They all have the same surgeon, too, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do, right? We all want to look like Kim.
Right.
If you could make that happen, get that going. So, she threw herself a huge party. Well, huge by COVID standards, anyway. It's about at least 4 times what the recommended, like, if you must, isn't it 25? It, like, it, a complete, if you must, let's limit it to 25 people. And very famous names said, all right, we'll throw the mask out. I mean, look, they supposedly all had masks on. They all had to get COVID tests ahead of time. I'm sure that's all. I'm sure they were very strict about it. She had Justin and Hailey Bieber. Didn't Justin and Hailey get, I can never remember who's had it and who hasn't. But I'm sure a few of these people already have. So yeah. You got your Justin and your Hailey Bieber. You got The Weeknd, Jaden Smith, Kim and Kanye, Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, Paris Hilton, Quavo, Doja Cat, Kendall's boyfriend, Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns.
Most of these people are probably just neighbors, right?
I don't know where this was, but they call it a rooftop party. So this could have been anywhere, Finn.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So she could have rented out the top of a hotel. This could have been in Vegas. They're not, you know, I don't see West Hollywood. So not at her house. Oh, boy, that is some ass cheek.
Who's that?
That looks like Kendall.
That's Kendall.
In the barbed wire mm-hmm. costume.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
She's the only one without a giant hiney. Maybe it is giant and it just doesn't look like it by comparison.
Right.
I guess because she's a model and modeling agencies are like, you can't have a giant hiney. I mean, she is pulling Pam Anderson so hard there. It's incredible. I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Yeah, scrolling, zoom in on that. Incredible. Even Pam Anderson liked it.
Time and money. Good for her.
Yeah, I know. She got all day and a crew to put that all together. You're right, Vinny. Look, people, don't FOMO on this stuff. You don't have time for this. You might want to, but you don't. So just let it go. Let it go. So if it matters to you, the whole staff, because of course there's a giant staff too. That's the other thing with these parties that these celebrities are showing. It's not just the people who attend this party. It's the people who are working the party. You know? Okay, maybe you do trust every single one of your friends and they've mm-hmm. been in quarantine and blah, blah, blah. You can't say that about the wait staff. You can't say that about the people who are, you know, adjuncts to this party, the support staff. The coat check guy, sure. He's all as he's hanging up your coat, you know?
Not good.
So if it matters to you, the staff and all the guests had to take a rapid COVID test in order to be allowed in. So luckily, she had access to 200 rapid COVID tests. Isn't that just nice?
How bizarre.
Again, the time and money thing.
Mm.
All things are possible with time and money.
Yeah. Mostly money, though.
But personally, with time and money, I wouldn't waste it on that. Whatever she's doing, nah.
So she's not the only one taking heat. Jaden Smith, I guess, showed up in an oxygen mask as his costume. He said, I don't mean to be insensitive. I'm supposed to be the guy from Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess somebody in Tenet had a oxygen mask on. And he's saying, I'm not trying to make COVID jokes here. It's hilarious. Speaking of giant parties that are ill-advised, that private island party that Kim Kardashian threw a week or so ago for mm-hmm. her, was it her 40th?
Yeah, I think it was.
If you wanted to do that, that would cost you at least $1 million. It's a ton of money if you're not a Kardashian. But like you said, time and money.
Time and money.
They have those. It's actually kind of surprising it wasn't more because she basically rented an entire island. The New York Post says it happened over 5 days at some place called The Brando. It's a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia, 35 villas. So she filled those up. Most of them anyways, because there were only 30 people in the group. She chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777, which is a full-size plane, right? 88 seats? I don't know.
747's the big boy,
right.
Or maybe it was at one point, right. And maybe they've got another one now that's bigger. But anyway, that's a big
beautiful plane.
This
place is freaking paradise. That is beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. Beautiful.
And she brought all her friends. Good for her.
All her friends. Yeah. How wonderful that she's got the money for it. If she could not throw it in our faces, people would probably be happier about it.
Right. But if I had money, I'd do that. I'd bring my friends somewhere and have a ball, go surfing and just chartered
a big old plane, get everyone there. They could have social distanced on the plane because there were only about 30 in the 88 seats. I'm sure they didn't. If you're throwing an island birthday bash, you're probably not super concerned about that. Like, and clearly, the Kardashians have access to rapid tests. You can't get on the plane until you take the rapid test. It's rapid. It's really fast, and you'll find out. Oh, my God, look at that place. That is sick.
I wonder if they turn anybody away, like if somebody shows up as positive.
Yeah, wouldn't they have to?
Right. I just wonder if there's, you know, record of that.
Their package included lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with whales, a movie on the beach. No expense was spared. I can't believe it was only $1 million. That seems low. I think it'd be $1 million just to charter a jet. I don't know what jets cost. They seem really expensive. She's getting a ton of backlash over this. Peter Frampton's weighing in.
Oh, this is going to be
Peter Frampton said, are you that insensitive you don't realize that this is not what the majority of people during the worst COVID spike yet want to hear? People are going to food banks, not private islands. Anyway, she's seen the criticism because yesterday she tweeted, or 2 days ago, she tweeted, now that I have your attention, this is a reminder to vote.
That's what it was all for.
Nice yeah, right. People are also, she keeps on putting up these posts. Did you see the one where people are saying that they photoshopped all the Kardashian bodies because her right arm is gone in one of the pictures?
I didn't know. This is what now?
Yeah, I think it's on her Instagram, Bryn. I think it's like three or four of the Kardashian sisters standing together on the beach all in bikinis that look like they're just cutting into them and slicing upward. And Kim's arm is sort of, it could be going up Khloe's arm. It's hard to tell.
Slicing upward?
Oh, you should see it. They're just cutting up. Like they're,
wow.
You know,
I think have of a, it here.
Oh, yeah. See if you pull that up so Vinny can see what I'm talking about.
Let's see here.
Yeah. Scroll in on Kim's arm, the arm on the left, kind of disappearing. Like it looks like it should be reaching around the back of Khloe's body, and it isn't. It's not there.
I mean, it could. I don't know.
Yeah, people just are looking for that. Like, it could be just going up to her shoulder. But people are saying, why wouldn't we see her hand if it was at the angle that's going
could
up?
Be a little shadow there.
Now, why do him. People follow them if they don't like them? I don't
because
understand.
That's why. That's why they don't like them. That's why they follow them, because they don't like them.
So they can hate.
Can hate on them.
I mean, I would hate to think that I posted a picture and someone's like, hey, that doesn't look right. What the hell? What?
Yeah. People are looking for stuff like that.
I can assure you I've never... What do they do that? Photoshopped anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know
and
how.
And I look like it.
I wouldn't know how. They look amazing. Show how cut up those bathing suits. They go like from their crotches like straight up over their gigantic hips.
Oh, that's what you mean. I thought you meant like cut up like towing. I'm all, wee. Yikes.
This?
Oh, no. Go to the bathing suit picture again.
You mean high over the hips.
High, just here. Like way, way 80s up.
80s swimsuits.
Up to the bathing suits.
Keep going.
One more. Now zoom in on the crotches.
Oh, so you are talking about what I think you're talking about.
I'm talking about both things, Vinny. Like they couldn't go up higher, and they're just the cupping the area, just like it's.
You know, I grew up in the '80s and was on the beach and saw a lot of swimsuits, and I always liked the '70s style that go across the hips better than the ones that go up over. I'm just not into that. Not that they care, but you know.
Yeah, I'm actually zooming on Kim. I think I can see some ass cheek hanging down. Of course I can.
You mean down below?
Ass cheek hanging from the front.
Scroll right in there. See what I'm talking about? I don't know if that's a camel or if that's a...
You really got an eye, Sarah.
Well, I'm looking at stuff, you know? That's why I follow these bitches. Anyway, there's that.
Once again, I'm starving.
You're thirsty, you mean? So yesterday we found out that Johnny Depp lost his libel suit. So I was reading about this yesterday. And it turns out that because a British tabloid called him a wife beater, basically. And so he wound up in fighting this. He wound up having to have it out with his ex in public. And we found out so many things that I'm sure he wishes hadn't come to light. Mm-hmm. Like the whole pooping incident, the judge had to rule on that. And he said Amber Heard did not poop on Johnny's bed. He had to make the decision that that had not happened. He blamed Amber's dog, Boo, who had, quote, an incomplete mastery of her bowels after she'd accidentally consumed some marijuana. What? So it might be Amber's fault that the dog pooped on the bed, but it wasn't Amber who pooped. He also noted that Johnny was away when that happened, so Amber would have been the only one likely to suffer from the feces on the bed. So shut up, Johnny. I think is what he's trying to say.
Dude! That's what the judge said.
Yeah. It's, okay. You know, the fact is that they had to rule on it, and I think that's the best part of the whole story. Like, every allegation that was made in there, this judge had to go, well, yes, that seems true, or no, that doesn't seem true. So it's, you know, it's just, it's good reading.
So that backfired reading. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's good reading if you are, you're into that sort of thing.
I and feel bad. You know what? I can see how the problems could come up with that much money and that many people loving and telling you you're great, but his life became a mess based on everything we've heard, right?
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of joy there, Vinny. Like, he's not managing his happiness.
Right. Like, we look at people like Leo, or there's other, you know, celebrities where you go, they figured it out. They're right. living their best life. They're having a ball.
Yes.
They're enjoying it.
Surrounded by supermodels, single, right. 40 years old, on their own yacht. I mean, what more could anyone ask for?
Right.
I'll leave you with this. Harrison Ford paid tribute yesterday to his on-screen dad, Sean Connery, who passed away Saturday morning. He said, he was my father, not in life, but in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You don't know pleasure until someone pays you to take Sean Connery for a ride in the sidecar of a Russian motorcycle bouncing along a bumpy, twisty mountain trail and getting to watch him squirm. God, we had fun. If he's in heaven, I hope they have golf courses. Rest in peace, dear friend.
Oh, he was a big golf guy.
Yeah, it sounds like it, right? Right. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I hate to say it, but I am watching this young man, Tom Brady, just win and win and win.
That guy is incredible.
It is amazing what he did on the football field last night, and it looks like
I can't wait to hear. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.